In more than 3,300 studies of leaders conducted over the years, there's a special quality that stands out, one quality that all great leaders have in common. It is the quality of vision. Leaders have vision. Non-leaders do not. Earlier I said that the most important discovery in all of human history is that you become what you think about most of the time. What is it then that leaders think about most of the time? And the answer is that leaders think about the future and where they are going and what they can do to get there. Non-leaders, on the other hand, think about the present and the pleasures and problems of the moment. They think and worry about the past and what has happened that cannot be changed. We call this leadership quality future orientation. Leaders think about the future and what they want to accomplish and where they want to arrive sometime down the road. Leaders think about what they want and what can be done to achieve it. The good news is that when you begin to think about your future as well, you begin to think like a leader, and you will soon get the same results that leaders get. Dr. Edward Banfield of Harvard concluded after more than 50 years of research that long-time perspective was the most important determinant of financial and personal success in life. Banfield defined long-time perspective as the ability to think several years into the future while making decisions in the present. This is one of the most important discoveries ever made. Just think, the further you think into the future, the better decisions you will make in the present to assure that that future becomes a reality. For example, if you save $100 per month from the age of 20 to the age of 65, and you invested that money in a mutual fund earning an average of 10% per annum over time, you would be worth more than $1,118,000 when you retired. Anyone who really wanted to could save $100 per month if he or she had a long enough time perspective. What this means is that every single person starting work today can become a millionaire over time if they begin early enough, save consistently enough, and hold to their long-term vision of financial independence. In personal strategic planning, you should begin with a long-term view of your life as well. You should begin by practicing idealization in everything you do. In the process of idealization, you create a 5-year fantasy for yourself and begin thinking about what your life would look like in 5 years if it were perfect in every respect. The biggest single obstacle to setting goals is self-limiting beliefs. These are areas where you believe yourself to be limited in some way. You may believe yourself to be inadequate or inferior in areas such as intelligence, ability, talent, creativity, personality, or something else. As a result, you sell yourself short. By underestimating yourself, you set either no goals or low goals that are far below what you are truly capable of accomplishing. By combining idealization and future orientation, you cancel or neutralize this process of self-limitation. You imagine for the moment that you have no limitations at all. You imagine that you have all the time, all the talents, all the abilities that you could ever require to achieve any goal you could set for yourself. No matter where you are in life, you imagine that you have all the friends, all the contacts, and all the relationships that you need to open every door and achieve anything you could really want. You imagine that you have no limitations whatsoever on what you could be, have, or do in the pursuit of the goals that are really important to you. In Charles Garfield's studies of peak performers, he made an interesting discovery. He analyzed men and women who had achieved only average results at work for many years, but who suddenly exploded into great success and accomplishment. He found that at the takeoff point, every one of them began engaging in what he called blue sky thinking. In blue sky thinking, you imagine that all things are possible for you, like looking up into a clear blue sky with no limits. You project forward several years and imagine that your life were perfect in every respect sometime in the future. You then look back to where you are today and ask yourself this question: what would have to have happened for me to have created my perfect future? You then come back to where you are in the present in your own mind and you ask, What would have to happen from this point forward for me to achieve all my goals sometime in the future?